Welcome to the Utility Security Podcast, your command center for all things utility security. From power plant warriors to grid guardians and even curious citizens, this podcast is your essential briefing on keeping up to date with knowledge and insights for securing our nation's utilities. Expert intel through interviews with security chiefs, tech wizards, and policy shapers. Tune in as we explore the latest vulnerabilities, industry best practices, and inspiring stories of resilience from the frontline heroes keeping our grids secure.
Welcome, Rajesh. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. So Rajesh Krishnan, I'm the head of product marketing at Assimile. Assimile is a OT and IoT security company focusing on protecting devices through their entire lifecycle.
Okay. So I want to talk, we're getting together here at the Utility Cybersecurity Forum, which is a really great event, and we're talking, a lot of the talk here is about OT security, and we're getting together today to talk a little bit about that. There was a speaker yesterday who said that many utilities just have OT security complacency. They've not felt the pain yet, so they don't feel like they have to invest in it. Can you talk about why it's important for utilities to invest in IoT and or Internet of Things and OT security, and what the pain, what it is, what kind of pain they might feel if they don't?
Sure. So ironically, part of the reason that OT security has become so important is because of advances in IT security. So that's always been the largest attack surface. That's always been the most obvious place to conduct a remote attack and get ingress into an organization. Well, we've made some advances in that area. So what attackers are doing is looking for the next weakest way to get into an organization. And OT, because of its diversity, because of the challenges in protecting it, because of its unique needs, and because of the diverse quantity of devices, effectively leads to a large and vulnerable attack surface. Without focusing on that, it just makes it a little bit easier for attackers and adversaries to take advantage of that complacency and use that as the way to get a foothold in an organization.
Okay. You know, I think that a lot view OT security is a little bit more difficult and challenging than IT security. Part of that is, from what I heard at the conference here today, that the OT devices feel a bit invisible to them. You know, somebody gave an example during a presentation that they had to wait 40 plus days for an OT device to put enough on the wire for them to be able to see it. So how do utility securities best overcome this challenge of being able to monitor and see their devices?
Sure. So that's an extreme example, but it's certainly a fair one. I mean, these devices are doing what they're supposed to do. And if the only means you have to learn about them is through passive traffic analysis, which is the safest method, then that is the consequence. But there are many other ways to understand what you have. If you have a software that you're using to manage those devices, so you can use that and correlate that information with other means. Some organizations may choose to use more active methods, such as directly communicating with the device and using SNMP and other ways to survey what's on the network. So those are options that are available, and it's going to vary for each organization on how comfortable they are with using these active techniques and how important some of the OT that they're managing is. So can it tolerate going down? Then you may want to stick to, if it has zero tolerance for going down, you want to stick to passive means. If you're comfortable with getting more up-to-date data, then you may want to use more active means.
Okay. You kind of mentioned this early in an earlier answer that IT security is getting more and more robust and secure. So attackers are going to look at the OT space as a weaker means. And you have examples, or maybe you can illustrate a little bit more, some more detail about that and why utility security folks need to be concerned.
Sure. So one of the things that has just been a long time truth in computer science and technology is that many of the oldest technologies have not been created with security in mind. I mean, the clearest example, I think, in all of computer history is just sending email. And so that was intended to just send off information into the ether, and then they would deliver that. And of course, as a result of that, we have spam problems that persist with us today, as an example, without authenticated senders getting access to network resources. very many of the OT technologies, and I'm thinking specific protocols, and Profibus and SCADA, came from this earlier era where security was not a top concern. And as a result, dedicated attackers are able to go look through the look through those and find examples. It is a challenge in this industry. Most people don't reveal what's happening, but you do all the preconditions are in place for attackers taking advantage of this. And there is proof that this happens. I mean, we have to go back to Stuxnet, but clearly there are examples of people using OT to perform tasks that devices were not meant to do. And the ones that there are not as many to get into the headlines, but it's clearly a known capability in this world and something that utilities should be particularly concerned about.
Okay. So what are the greatest, can you summarize or give some more details about the greatest challenges that utility organizations face right now when it comes to securing their IoT and OT?
Sure, but you were just talking a little bit before, Curtis, about sort of these invisible devices. I mean, the general concept of unmanaged devices seems to be a common one. So that there are known things that exist, but then there's this other set of devices that are just kind of pushed away into a corner, this unmanaged concept. So pulling all that into the same stringency of what's going on in an organization and then having that in your inventories, your audit capabilities, your governance, and most importantly, your risk measurement is key. Just because you're not paying attention to it or you can't catalog it doesn't mean that the risk isn't there. Further, there are often devices that are happening in substations and other more remote areas. And it's not easy for every utility, sometimes for rural utilities or others that are particularly distributed physically, to get a good handle on that. It is very important for everything to be up and running in these remote substations, as in just pick one example. However, there is a loss of centralized management and understanding of what's happening there. So being able to get that same level of understanding that you would, say, to set a generating plant as you would and further out is pretty important, because those are the weakest targets. Those are the ones where something does happen. It may take a little bit of time for someone to notice that there is an active threat, that there is odd behavior, and that's the foothold. That's the point of attack that can just really, go through the entire system.
Okay. Some good insights and strategies shared throughout this interview. Any other strategies you want to share with utility professionals out there who are looking at securing their systems more?
Sure. I think that it's thinking about this in an end-to-end fashion. I mean, there are... just like everybody else in the world, there is a dearth of cybersecurity talent. There are many industries out there all competing for the same talent. So as a result, being able to arm them with efficiency is a way to make sure that you are able to perform your cybersecurity responsibilities. And they are responsibilities. They are dictated by a law and by industry expectations. So by helping people with the right tools to do their job for the end-to-end life of OT gives that the ability to get and develop talent and keep it. So instead of expecting a very short lifespan and worry about talent and experience with your specific environment walking out the door, they're more likely to stay when they have everything they need to be as efficient as possible. So one of the things that we focus on at the company that I work at, Assimile, is efficiency. Being able to intelligently tell someone, hey, there's a way you can get this amount of risk reduction with a lot less effort, then we will proffer that off instead of offering a giant project for an organization. Risk reduction now compared to risk reduction later is very important. And linking things to big projects for reconfiguring networks, just to pick an example, doesn't reduce risk now. It just piles on for a task list that may never get finished in time. And that time is what a slow defense is what attackers love.
Right. So I like that, slow defense. Yeah. All right. I'm going to wrap up this podcast with a question I ask everybody in the interview, which is kind of the crystal ball question. And kind of look into the future. Tell me what the future of IoT and OT security looks like in 5-10 years. Where do you see the biggest growth and success? And also where are the risks likely to grow?
Okay. So thankfully, we've got some good models for improvements in the IT security space. So I think that those will creep further into the OT areas as well, where we will see more specific and explicit requirements being put on from regulators and in order to for specific security requirements. The example that I like to think of is in from the finance space for the PCI standards. There's very explicit information there on the quantity and frequency, let's say, of penetration testing. Mm-hmm. And last time I checked, there was 37 security controls that you should have in place. More of that, I think, will creep in. I think regulators have been reluctant to be very explicit because of a lack of understanding and concern of technology leaping ahead of any regulation that is put in explicitly. I think that luxury goes away in 10 years and people will be more explicit and that they'll decide that the benefit of explicit security controls baked into law will be preferable. So that answers the first part of your question. And the biggest risks, I think, are it unfortunately will continue to be some of the same risks that we have today, that there are very advanced actors in this stage, often with financial motivations, that are going to continue to put a strain on utilities and on their OT and their IT to keep ahead. And that's what we want as an industry. And we will improve and we'll be ready for that challenge.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Can you tell people a little bit more about Assimile and how they can get in touch with you?
They have sure. You can reach us on the web at Assimile, that's Assimily.com to learn a bit more about us. And we're there to focus on organizations' needs for protecting their OT, their IoT, and their industrial IoT as well. So we're there to help.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Don't forget to visit our website at utilitysecurity.com for exclusive intel, resources, and a community of fellow utility security professionals. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned for your next mission briefing.
The views, information, and opinions expressed during this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Utility Business Media and its employees. It is strongly recommended that you discuss any actions or policy changes